And it's a motherfucking podcast.
Finally, you started a podcast. And I'm happy to announce we have a special guest.
He's back.
No, you weren't supposed to say he was back. He was just supposed to be a special guest.
Oh, he's a special guest. And by special guest, I mean it's Cy.
And I'm back.
Spoilers.
So, how have you been?
I'm all right. I'm good.
That's good. That's good. I hear you've been playing a lot of League.
Oh, yeah. I've been whooping some his ass with Darius.
So, how's that going for you?
It's going.
It's going.
Good. Yeah, Cy started last week and instantly made me and Joey look like shit.
I don't know about Joey. I haven't seen Joey play.
I'm pretty good. You were just saying yesterday how I go like 17 and 15 when I play Katarina.
Yeah,
I
was like, yeah, but easy bots.
Dude, point taken.
He's playing normals getting 17 kills.
That's true. That's true.
I'm playing PvP. I played PvP the other day and I went...
That's what normals are.
Oh, that's what normals are?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I didn't know.
Because you're not level 30. You can't play ranked.
I went 24 and 2, I think. That's it was exciting. Me and Garen ran top. And we just destroyed the living crap.
I was there for the last half of that game. It was glorious.
That's great. You should have streamed it.
I got a triple kill. I was hoping we can maybe stream some after this.
Yeah.
Like a game or two.
Yeah, maybe we can get downstairs set up more.
Yes, that would be glorious.
Get some hanging hooks. Yeah, we finished downstairs, sort of. We finished all the panels.
We do have the hanging hooks. We bought those, remember?
You're right. We just have to put them in the wall.
Yes.
Wow, really? We could have done that in the 40 minutes we had the other night?
Yeah, probably.
See, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, I see the
mosquito. But yeah, so the...
It's a moth.
No, it's definitely something else.
All right.
It's a mosquito.
The downstairs is almost done. All you gotta do is hang up the soundproofing and maybe put a chair or two down there.
Yeah, it's a couple chairs.
What about a table? Nice. We need an end table.
We have the table down there.
Oh.
No, we have the desk down there. You left before we put the Xboxes down there, didn't you?
Yeah. I was there when we put the TVs down
Oh,
there.
That's so, right.
That's right. Anyway,
and we had to send one of our TVs back because one of them
that
magically
TV's
broken.
So we had to send that one back. Crap, I meant to call them and today and tell them. I'll have to call them tomorrow.
How is it magically broken?
We don't know. Color screwed up on
magically.
What? Yeah.
The colors are all wonky.
Wonky?
Yeah, wonky.
Better give us a
when
new
did you
TV?
Start saying wonky?
About 15 seconds ago.
Okay.
True. All right.
Yeah, so I bought a Yeti today, another microphone, so I can stream.
Jesus, I thought you were talking about an animal. I was like, holy cow, where
yes.
are you keeping
Joey
it?
Joey bought a Yeti.
Yeah, I'm keeping it in the backyard, which doesn't make sense.
And the blizzard habitat.
It's by the same company that made the snowball that we used to use, and they have a snowflake, a snowball, and then a Yeti.
Oh.
It should so
be a snowman.
A snowman.
Or an igloo.
No, because you don't make an igloo out of snowballs.
You make them out of snow, Joe.
You make them out of ice.
That
ice
is
blocks.
Kind of snow.
No, it's a little bit different. I mean, it's kind of, but
it's a little bit different.
You know,
you could totally make an igloo out of just snow.
I mean, you could, but that wouldn't be like the natural progression of snowballs.
You're right.
Being up north, I should know the answer to this question. But if you make a bunch of tiny snowballs and put them in your drink, does that effectively work as ice if you compress them enough?
No, they will melt immediately.
Will they?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they'd have more surface area, so they'd melt faster.
Oh well.
But if you actually pack them dense enough, then it would turn into ice, and then...
How about, instead of doing that, you just make a little, like, hole in the ground, and put your drink in the ice, or the snow hole. Am I making sense? I feel like I'm not making sense.
You're making sense.
I kind of understood what you were saying, sort of.
I speak stupid, so I understand.
Like a little koozie made of snow.
Yeah.
And keep your drink cold.
Oh, okay, so like a cup holder in the snow.
Yes,
there you go.
That's
gotcha.
What I was trying to say.
Yeah, I've done that at the beach before. It's probably not nearly as effective as snow.
It's sand.
Sand's generally hot.
Drink hot.
Yeah, but you know.
Sand and cold. Yeah.
Yeah,
I get you.
Water. There's water around it.
Yeah,
water
there's
cold.
Water around it, and you have that insulation that it causes. It's totally a thing.
Except we live in Florida, and the water's always 100 degrees.
And when the wind blows, you're just drinking sand, basically.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Your idea was flawed.
And wait, when do you go to the beach ever?
That's a very good point. I don't. But last time I did, I probably dug a cup holder. No, probably not. It's probably much longer than that.
No, last time we went to the beach, we dug a hole. No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. We've been to the beach at least twice since the last time we dug a hole.
Yeah, well.
The beach
we should go to the beach
here
and dig
on
a hole.
Davis Island doesn't count.
No, that one doesn't count. That's not what we're talking
about.
It's
not a beach.
No. But we should dig a hole.
We should definitely dig a hole.
We should go dig holes.
They can't fill it back up here. At the beach, they have those little driving things.
Sand plows.
Yeah, they're like snow plows, but sand plows. And they'll cover
that
hole.
We don't have snow in Florida.
Yeah, that won't happen in Davis Island Beach.
No,
but the problem is,
that
if we dig a hole
for years.
If we dig a hole in the Davis Island Beach, we just got rid of the Davis Island Beach. We didn't make a hole.
It's a Davis Island crevice.
Yes. It's now something full of water.
as a little kiddie pool for the kids. We're doing the community
that leads out to boats.
True. Apparently, we're getting a pool soon.
What? Really? Davis Island's getting a pool?
Yeah.
Like a community pool?
Yeah, like a community pool.
That's got to be a big pool. There's a lot of people here.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, like August.
Oh, look, you 20... already have one. It's called the freaking bay.
I would not want to swim in that bay.
Hold on. Since when was Davis Island turning into the hood?
Because we're getting a pool?
Yeah.
Like more like country club.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Country club. Jeez.
Say it like that, then. Don't say pool? We're getting a community pool.
I said pool, so I said community pool.
Is it going to be like a rec center, like an inside pool, or is it going to be an outside pool?
It's going to be an outside pool.
Huh.
I don't know if it's like a got a rec center or anything, but it's a pool.
If it doesn't have a rec center, it's sounding so much more hood every time you say
I feel
something
like it's more hood with
it.
A rec center.
Yeah. Rec center will make it hood.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
oh, totally.
The one on Harbor Island is like super nice, and that's not like, it has like a rec center, but it's
no. That's a country club.
Yeah.
That's not a rec center. That's a
so
country
if
club.
We had a Davis Island country club, that would make it sound less.
We good. Might have a Davis
How
Island.
How many clubs can
club?
Davis Island have? You already have a yacht club.
We do have a yacht club. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. That's kind of like a country club.
Not really.
They have places to eat and a
do
kitchen.
Do they really?
Yeah, they have like what? A restaurant up there.
I want to go.
Food.
I think you have to be a member.
Let's be a member. Just
it's,
sign
that's
up.
Expensive.
Probably expensive.
Why would it be expensive?
Because boats are expensive.
Because you have to have a yacht.
So you have
and
a yacht
or $3 million.
You have to be own a yacht to be a member of
Bro,
the yacht
let's
club.
Just nail Not two really. Pieces of wood together and be like, "This is our yacht. All right, we're classifying this as a yacht. What are you going to do about it? Let us in your club."
You know?
I'm sure there's various maritime standards that apply to yachts.
We'll make one out of cardboard. It's cheaper.
No cardboard.
No aluminum foil. Haven't you done that in science class where you made a boat out of aluminum foil?
I was a loser in
And you like
class.
Felt it or filled it with coins?
No.
And like whoever fit the most money in their boat won.
What?
Yeah.
You went to a cool school.
Apparently.
I got to cut open a rat.
Guys,
that was not fun.
I cut
guys.
Open a pig.
Ooh, what?
A pig, like
yeah,
fetus or baby pig.
Science.
Oh, might have been a fetus pig.
Skinny pig.
Was not a guinea pig.
Or guinea pig.
Guys, remember, if you don't want the front to fall off, you can't make it out of string. Cellophane or cardboard products, paper products.
You totally ruined that joke.
Yeah, you did.
Just saying.
Cardboard derivatives.
Doesn't None of those. Can't do it. Or the front will fall off.
I'm still sad about that.
Yeah, me too. As soon as you said it, I was like, it's fake.
Yeah. Just, it's a depressing fact that I'm going to have to take to the grave with me.
Good.
Just sad.
See, when people are doing better than me, which has been the last 13 weeks, I like to make their day suck sometimes.
I'm not going
to
ask that question.
What?
It felt like it's already been asked on the podcast. Is that a real fireplace?
Yeah.
That
it's got a little
wood
chimney.
Looks it's a, like it's never been used before.
It's a gas fireplace. So
the wood doesn't really catch?
No. So it's like a...
It's just display.
No, because it really turns on fire and gets warm. So I mean, like, how...
Is the wood made of, like, metal or something?
I don't know. It's something that's not wood. Something that doesn't burn, whatever it is.
It's metal.
Yeah, it's very possible it's metal.
I'm going to
go touch it.
I'm going to touch it.
All right.
Jesus.
For the moment, the science moment of the podcast.
What in the world?
Okay, so it's not metal.
What does it feel like?
Maybe.
Concrete.
Feels like concrete.
Concrete
okay. Doesn't melt.
Concrete wood.
Well,
it's hollow. Whatever it is, it's hollow. They're very light.
Hollow concrete wood. Got it.
Hmm. Okay.
Weird.
Man, all those times we decided to have a fire outside, we totally should have just started
stayed
the fire
inside. Yeah.
And it's less smelly. You don't smell like
It's less smelly. I only have to turn a switch on.
You don't get bit by bugs.
Don't
That's
get bit
so
by
true.
Bugs.
What?
Yeah, man. We need
we
to,
are the smartest
we need to
people we know.
We need to reassess our lives. We're making some not good decisions.
Let's go outside where there's bugs. Hey, there's a fire outside.
Yeah, let's start a fire.
Fire inside.
We could have just done that inside.
Yeah.
Fire. So, my Spider-Moon...
Your Spider-Moon costume?
My Spider-Man costume fabric came in yesterday.
And you've been working...
Diligently at coloring in all the webs.
Slaving away.
Yeah, that sounds
been about a solid 3 or 4
tiring.
Hours so far.
It sounds so just not fun.
No, it's not fun. It hurts my back, but it looks a lot better with it, so...
That's good.
Yeah, I've done the two legs, both palms...
I'm excited that you're going all out on this.
Oh, yeah,
this
I'm like...
This is fun.
Full-fledged, like, custom
it
ground
makes
up.
Me want to do this.
Me too, me too.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
But I don't want to dress up.
Well, that's the best part. It's a mask, so nobody knows you're dressing up. You're just, at that point, you become Spider-Man. You're not Joey dressed as Spider-Man, you're Spider-Man.
True, true.
So.
I want to be Venom, though. I'll be Venom.
Do it.
Yeah.
I'll get my tongue made like Gene Simmons.
No, don't do that.
Why? Why?
Because it's like permanent.
You'd, yeah, that's cool.
That would be a real commitment. You'd have to play Venom for Ladies. The rest of your
well,
life.
Well, no, he could cosplay as Gene Simmons.
there you go.
Right?
Yeah. All right, so you got two costumes down.
When I'm perfect. Sick of Venom, I'll just take off the costume and like, look, Gene Simmons.
No.
Perfect. It's a brilliant plan. I see nothing going wrong.
I see a lot going on.
Yeah.
Cosplaying for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you'll be in a permanent state of cosplay because you'll either have to be Venom or Gene Simmons. There's no in between.
No.
There's no sigh.
I don't know if we brought it up last podcast or the podcast before. Me and Joey are totally down to start our own convention.
Oh, yeah.
What? How do you even do that?
I don't know, but we're going to figure it out.
Talk to
where
some
would
people.
You have it? Just in a house? In this house?
Yeah, there you go.
Everybody come over.
The convention
up.
Center.
Because we went to MetroCon and we really liked MetroCon.
MetroCon was good.
And then we went to Comic-Con.
It was not good.
It wasn't that
really?
Great.
Really?
Yeah. Was not nearly as good as MetroCon. Wasn't nearly as organized. I'll
the
give them credit.
Were
Comic-Con
okay.
seemed to get people through the buying line much faster. But once you were in, it was just
chaos.
Yeah.
Like nothing's organized. Their programs suck. Their website sucks. But a lot
I figured
of conventions
like a
sucks.
Big thing. It would be
well,
better than MetroCon.
It turns out Comic-Con is just a name. Nobody owns the name Comic-Con. Anybody can start
Wizard
a Comic-Con.
World.
No. Nope. Comic-Con is just a name.
Really? Because there are Jason David Frank, the original Green Ranger, only goes to Wizard World Con. Comic-Cons.
Wizard World could have their own set of Comic-Cons, but they don't own the name Comic-Con.
So anybody could have a Comic-Con.
Anybody can have a Comic-Con.
Like MetroCon could have a Comic-Con.
Right.
Metro-Comic-Con.
Yeah, they could call it Metro-Comic-Con. Nobody owns the name.
Metro-Comic-Con.
Nobody owns the name Comic-Con.
Like
so San Diego Comic-Con doesn't have any relation to Boston Comic-Con. I don't know if there's a Boston Comic-Con.
San Diego Comic-Con, I think, was the first original one, though.
That's entirely possible.
Is that why everybody...
San Diego Comic-Con is definitely the biggest one. I don't know if it's the original one.
Yeah, San Diego. That's all I hear.
It's probably the original one, then.
That's the big deal.
So
that's
everybody's just trying to be like them and just making their own and like
basically
in Orlando. Yep.
But I mean, this year at Comic-Con, they said they had at Tampa Bay Comic-Con, they said they had 28,000 visitors, which is two times the amount they had at MetroCon.
But MetroCon just seemed so much better.
It did. It seemed so much better.
Is that the one with the rave?
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to go to that one.
No, we're going to
ShadowCon which also has a rave.
They
we're going to that
three
one.
Raves 3 days in a row.
Oh my God, I'm going.
Okay.
Yes. We got
$75 for a VIP pass. That's what we're getting.
$80.
For all three days? What? Yes, down. Sign me up right now.
And me and Ben got a hotel room for Saturday night and Sunday night.
I'll split it with you guys.
Yeah.
We already paid for it.
When is
but
this?
you can chip in.
October 31st, November 1st, November 2nd.
Like this is coming up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm getting this all ready to go.
What's all ready to go? What's this?
My Spider-Man costume.
Oh, that's for that?
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't
and
know.
And I'm getting ready to start working on my Graves cosplay. I ordered the hair dye and the contacts.
What's the movie? Alright, this is gonna take a long time for me, so I'm just gonna ask you guys. It's a movie of like stupid superheroes that don't really have good superheroes. It's the dude from
Sidekick. No.
Kick-Ass?
Not Kick-Ass. No. I know what you're talking about. There was the one with the beach ball, and they're either a hero or a sidekick.
No, I don't... Maybe.
Yes.
But it's with the black guy...
Mystery Men?
Kel, and he was like, look, I'm invisible, when he gets naked. And nobody...
Something high school?
No, I don't know.
Hero high school? Superhero high school?
Sky High?
Sky High!
No, it's not
that.
Not
that one.
It's old, and it's like, it has the guy from Kenan and Kel... And he only goes invisible when people can't see him, and nobody believes him until they're at like this base, this underground base, and there's a camera that won't let you get to the door pad, or it starts shooting at you or something.
Okay.
So he was like, "Everybody turn around, I can really go invisible." They're like, "Oh my God, we're all gonna die!" So they all turn around, and he gets naked, and he goes, and it works. Like he goes invisible, and he goes to the camera, turns it off, and he goes, "I did it!" And everybody turns around, and he goes, "I'm invisible." And he's not invisible; he's just butt naked. I'm gonna go to ShadowCon, that guy. Just gonna walk around naked and be like, "I'm invisible."
You can't do that.
Have fun getting in the door.
I'll just paint myself black. That was racist. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was
not racist.
Have you seen...
I'm getting into character. That's what it was.
Oh, I see. Have you seen What You Play in Ash or something like that?
What?
Ash, What You Play in... What's
no.
it called? No? All right, well, never mind. Nobody will get the story. All right, Ben, what are you doing that is so damn important on your phone?
I'm trying to find the stupid freaking movie. Just look up I'm Invisible.
I'm invisible, crappy superhero.
Superhero movie, Jesus I'm invisible.
Christ. No, there's a lot of them. F this.
Yeah, this is a very generic.
Literally, like, just Google superhero movie,
we'll
I'm
just,
invisible.
We'll just look it up after,
yeah,
and
we'll
put
it
in the link, though.
Yeah, we'll put it in
so
the link.
So we all
that's
can
good,
participate.
Yeah.
The participation right. of participating this.
The participation
I'm
of
still participating. I can still actively do two things at once.
Yeah, you weren't doing too good at it.
No.
Y'all were talking! Rule number one of the podcast was don't talk over each other.
Which we're doing really bad at, by the way. I keep seeing all these lines. Those are so overlapping.
Never.
I think I really did something wrong to my ankle because something feels out of place. I mean, it's kind of healed.
You did something wrong to your ankle?
Weird.
Metricon.
Metricon. Everything's Metricon. Man, I didn't eat lunch today. Metricon. Yeah. Oh, sorry. You haven't seen my toenail. My toenail's back to normal for the most part.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Finally fell off.
Wow.
It's exciting.
That's gross.
It's swollen again.
What the cool, Ben.
Whatever.
Looks Ben like with ankle
golf
problems.
Golf ball in your ankle.
Yeah, it happens.
He's only had ankle problems for the last, like,
let's take a picture and put 11 it years. Down.
Okay.
Well, they've been really bad the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That's true.
Metricon.
Metricon. Like, literally, that's what
happened. Did it at Metricon.
What happened?
I fell down a flight of stairs.
Oh, that's right, because you're an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
You can't walk.
Nope. At all.
Not talented.
Hey, Joey, watch.
I can do two things at once.
I can chew gum, talk, and walk down the...
All right, apparently not. He can walk, and he can go downstairs, but he can't walk downstairs.
That's I can walk, I can go downstairs, but I can't walk, talk, and go downstairs.
Yeah, there's a...
It's get complicated.
It's the triple
threat. It's math.
Because I like to look at people when I'm talking to them, so when I'm looking at them, I'm not paying attention to where the stairs are.
You're
and then
so
all of a sudden the stairs are there.
And I'm not.
And then all of a sudden he's looking at the bottom of the stairs. Up. It's just natural progression.
I'm laying coming or what? Don't take my foot. I took.
It was faster, but it wasn't really worth it. Not a good choice. Would not recommend.
I can't walk.
Nah, but I think we made the smart choice in getting the hotel room this time for ShadowCon.
Yeah.
That way no man gets left behind.
Yeah.
Joey.
My defense, the car was behind a brick wall. I mean, it was complicated to see.
Yeah. This guy.
Metricon. So now we're going to do it again at ShadowCon. Except now we only have to make it back to the hotel room, and we'll each have our own hotel keys.
That's
so
fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be part of that.
Joey booked the room for one person. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got that
out?
Fixed. I also, it turns out I booked it for Friday through Sunday instead of Saturday through Monday.
Oh.
But I fixed that too, so it's all good. All
right, well.
Although I had to call as you because we booked it under your name.
Okay.
So I was like, the name's Schaefer. And she's like, all right, well, thank you for calling, Mr. Schaefer. Everything's in order now. Like, you're welcome.
Damn right it is.
I'm a liar.
But I booked the reservation anyway, so. All
right. Well,
that's enough.
I mean, it's all down and done with.
Yeah.
Room's been paid for.
Sort of. First
is it a two-bedroom?
No, it's a one-bedroom.
I mean, two beds?
It's two beds.
Right. Oh, right.
We only paid for half of it.
I'll spoon with Ben then.
Yeah. Good call.
Nope.
Why'd you only pay with half of it? Pay for half of it?
Because you only have to pay for half of it when you reserve it, and then we pay the other half when we get there.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you know, reservation.
Means I can throw down for you guys then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
It'll help out.
I mean, can we get a rollaway bed?
Probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
okay.
Ben just doesn't want to spoon with me.
No, I don't.
I'm a great cuddler.
That's 100% correct.
I'm a great cuddler, though.
That's great, but, you know, girls and stuff.
Yeah, right. Are you kidding me?
Hey, man. Metricon.
So who's taking the girl on the cot, on the rollaway?
I'm raising my hand.
That's right. Going to be fun because we're going to act like we're sleeping and we're just going to push you into the hallway.
The lighting changed. This seems different.
Are we moving? No, don't worry about that.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, God.
It's good to have you back, Si.
I would put him in an elevator and just hit lobby.
Hit all the buttons.
No, just hit lobby. So when he goes, the door's open to the lobby. I'm just like, close the door.
It'll be like that video we watched from the first and like the second podcast.
The guy that got locked out of his hotel room.
Yeah. Except
I don't have any pockets. How would I have an ID? That's great.
Strangely enough, I was actually going through my Instagram, and one of like the first pictures I put on my Instagram is of us right after the second podcast.
Really?
When it was like 5:30 in the morning and we had just got done recording.
That's right. We used to do the podcast late at night.
That was my fault because I didn't get out of work till 11 or 12.
You suck.
Yeah.
That's okay. We have become adults. Before you know it, we'll have in like 11 a.m. podcasts at the start of our workday.
I have Thursdays off from now on. I only work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So
good.
Cool.
Excellent.
I can be back indefinitely if you guys would allow me.
We would love that.
Yay!
Although Austin messaged me again today about being on the podcast, so we may want to invest in a fourth mic.
All right.
Who's Austin?
One of our friends.
Austin Carlisle?
No.
No, you don't know Austin? I figured he knew
Austin. He didn't know Austin. Or he doesn't know Austin.
Did he go to our high school?
No.
I really know an Austin that went to our high school.
No, Austin, I used to work with him at Toyota.
Okay.
Really cool dude.
Cool beans.
Yeah, he was at Metricon.
Cool beans.
His Metricon adventure was not as great as our Metricon.
He's got a really
adventure.
Hot cosplayer friend that I'm totally crushing on.
Gay.
A little bit.
But she's a girl.
Yeah so is Ben.
Oh.
Hey!
My dad just laughed.
It's not acceptable. I'm sorry.
I found it hilarious.
All right. So the downstairs room. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, me too. I Touching feel back on there's that, something briefly. Still not right about it. I think we need
the cable is not hooked up to anything.
Yeah, but that's not the problem.
We need a second desk.
I think we need a second desk. And I know we want to keep that couch down there, but it's just...
We'll it's figure out. We'll put it in different working. Positions tonight. We'll
Unless we like block the bathroom, then maybe we can pull it off that
way. We don't
way.
Need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. We have other bathrooms in the house.
Yeah, it's true.
Actually, that bathroom. Would be a good idea because we could put it there and then we could put one of the soundproofings above it.
That's true.
And you could possible. Just have one nail right there to hang it.
Yeah.
Jesus, I have a frog in my throat.
That's unfortunate. Is it the frog from your shower?
Yes.
Huh. He's still there, though.
Yeah, still.
No, he's not. He's in my throat.
Oh. Weren't you paying attention, Ben?
Right. Sorry, my bad.
That's what I'm talking about. You can't do two things at once. You can't podcast and listen at the same time.
He did take a liking to my loofah. Yes, yeah. I have a loofah, ladies.
I have a loofah. There's nothing wrong with a loofah.
No, I know.
Oh.
Mine's cool, though. It's black and green.
Mine's
so it
black
matches
and red.
The freaking frog.
It does match the frog. Like, I'll grab it, and he's on it. I'm like, oh, no, sorry. Here, go back to your home.
Sorry for bothering you.
I just put it against the wall, and I kind of use my body to rub against it so it doesn't touch the frog. Does that make any sense? All right, I'm done. I'm sorry.
No, good.
I was lying anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
We still need to get that frog a little thing. He's going to be the official Frosted Gaming Frog.
Oh, we'll get him like a nice little aquarium and everything.
Frederick the Frosted Gaming Froge.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I'm done.
All right. Doesn't you have like a? Doesn't KP have like a glass aquarium?
I don't know.
In the garage?
I think it might have gotten thrown away.
Oh.
But I could be wrong.
Can I make him a cape?
A cake?
A cape.
A cape? I feel like that would get in the way of his frog-like activities.
Nope. It'll make him fly.
That's not how capes work.
He
flies already.
What is the purpose of a cape?
To like, fly, Joey. What? Were you not just listening to me?
No, you don't need it to fly. Like, Superman does not need a cape to fly,
yes,
but
he
has a cape. No, he doesn't.
Have you seen him fly without a cape? Exactly.
Probably.
Nope.
Yeah, and his human clothes and his Clark Kent clothes.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Batman has a cape, and he doesn't even fly at
all.
But
he does it as like a concealing thing.
Hey, Iron Man doesn't even have a cape.
Yeah, see, flies. Exactly. You don't need capes to fly.
He uses rockets. That's so cheating.
I mean...
fuck you.
Thor does have a cape. Fuck.
That's what I'm saying. You don't need a cape. Why does he have a cape? He just throws the hammer and holds on to it.
That's true.
It's like,
carry me!
That's seriously what he does.
Protect me, Cone.
Oh, I said that the other day, but why did I say that?
I don't know.
Oh! I was at my practice, and we were throwing this girl, and she does a kick and a flip and a 360 before I have to catch her while she's connected to someone else.
Oh, jeez.
So where's the cone come into play?
There is no cone, but I threw her.
It's a metaphorical
and as
cone.
I threw her, she got caught like upside down, and I was like, "Protect me, cone!" And I caught her.
Yeah. So the cone protected you.
Yes.
Philosophically.
The almighty cone.
Oh, you were about to say something else then.
Was I?
The way you started.
Are you sure I just didn't stumble over my words like I always do?
You could have, but it.
I don't think I want to know where we're going with this.
We don't. I'll
know.
Skip that. We can cut this all out.
That's no, I don't know. This is great.
Great about
are there any fantastic. Steam sales? No, I'm kidding.
No, I don't think there's any Steam sales.
I'm trying to change the subject.
Oh, Steam. Steam's a thing.
It is.
Metal Gear Solid is coming to Steam.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you can now play Metal Gear Solid on PC. Fun fact.
Now, are we going to try to run Steam down to the TVs downstairs?
Yes, we're going to try.
Okay.
Good.
We're going to use those.
I don't know how that works, but good.
9 million of those broken computers in Joey's room.
No. Yeah, one of them has to work. In fact, well, we still have the old podcast one, and I have two more of those podcasts.
Do you need
computers?
A computer or just a laptop?
A laptop would work too, but.
You need one supercomputer and one crappy computer.
Yeah. Well, we can use my crappy laptop.
No, that laptop's too crappy. In fact, we should we should just light that laptop on fire.
Now
it would be worth more in internet views than it would be worth as
you think so?
A
no, absolutely not. We don't have that kind of fan base yet.
Well, you don't have to have a fan base for people to enjoy lighting shit on fire.
Why don't you YouTube lighting a laptop on fire and see which one has the lowest amount of views? We'll be tied.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly.
It'll be like 2 views. We would get more than
13
two
views. No.
And we can do it like way more dramatically than just lighting it on fire.
Like the
like
Super
we should
Hexagon
shoot it.
Video.
Yeah, exactly. Or okay. My Jeep video. The Jeep video got even more views than size video.
What
Jeep
did video? It? Joey sank a Jeep.
Yeah, I drove a Jeep straight into the middle of a mud hole.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. It's intelligent.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a good time. We're going to do it again sometime.
Without sinking the Jeep.
Yeah, you know.
But it works. It's fine, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's fine. It's great.
See, so. Just no harm done.
You had to really clean it out, but yeah, it's fine.
Good.
It's been detailed 3 times, and it's still bleeding mud.
That's deeper than I thought it was. That's
yeah, awesome. Oh no, I was in there. There was water coming in and
into the
oh yeah.
What?
And yeah. I had to like climb out of the roof of the Jeep.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I was in there.
I'm surprised it didn't flood the engine.
Oh, it did. It did.
I mean like permanently flood it.
It's Rubicon. It's designed to have a permanently flooded engine.
Okay. I don't think that's true.
It's more like a boat.
We explain how cars work and that's not it.
No, but it is certainly more you know, water resistant durable. Than the normal engine.
Durable.
So a quick question to the peanut gallery. Dad, are you going to put a snorkel on it? No?
Damn! That's such a good snorkel? Idea. A snorkel, you know, the thing you put on your mouth.
You're going to put that on a Jeep.
No.
Yeah, just on the side.
It's an actual thing. It's called a snorkel. It runs from the airbox up the side of the Jeep. So when you sink it like that, it can still breathe and it doesn't flood the engine out.
And you can drive underwater?
Basically.
What?
Yeah, why are you not buying one of those? Underwater.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was going to ask, you saw that one video where the guy really sank?
Yeah, I did.
Did you, I don't know about on your machine, but on my machine, it was like you have to play it a second time, and the second time he actually drives out of the water. Did you see the second
What?
I didn't have to play it a second time, but I saw him drive out of the water, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, it was completely submerged.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even know there was a Jeep there.
Yeah, it looked like they were just riding on a really shitty boat.
What?
It totally came out of the water. It was awesome. It was about a week after Joey did his little trip.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a snorkel saw that or?
Before?
I would imagine.
It had to have had.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, we should get a snorkel. I was talking about getting the snorkel like you put on your mouth and just taping it to the side of the Jeep.
It totally works the same, yeah.
Great for the guy driving it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just thinking, you know, for our safety.
You can wait there while you get towed out of the
If that guy was completely submerged, like...
Well, they were like sitting on the roof.
Oh.
I don't know how they were driving. Maybe they had like a long broomstick.
Yeah. We can do this.
Gas pedal, driving it with his feet, you know.
There's just some drowning person in there, like...
just driving as fast as he could.
Smacking the roof. We're gonna go!
Pretty much.
I farted.
Good. All right. I'm gonna pass out now.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Well, no. I mean, the car doesn't... Or the Jeep doesn't instantly flood unless the windows are down.
Nah, it flooded pretty quick. I mean, it wasn't an instant flooding, but it was a pretty quick flooding.
Click?
Quick.
Click, it's a pretty click flooding.
Yeah. I'm making up words.
It's all right.
I'm writing my own dictionary.
Whatever.
The dictionary according to the word of Joey.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll go next to the Book of Joeyism.
Yeah. Book of Joeyism.
Which is kept in the kingdom? Kingdom of Benland.
Yeah. Which is located just south of Benlandica.
Fact.
Yeah.
Is there a silent?
Get it?
No, but we have lots of silos on Benland.
Oh.
Yeah, you can have a silo. You have lots of silos.
Oh, I have a silo.
You have several silos.
Oh, awesome.
You know what I get? Nothing. I get a book. Fuck you. You get an entire silo, I get one book.
Your silos supply the power to Benland.
Cool.
There we go.
Aren't like silos used to hold missiles?
That too. We could do that.
They can hold a bunch of stuff.
But how does a silo make power?
There's like stuff.
Are they? Like, I'm not very familiar with the anatomy of a silo.
It's used to store stuff. I'm sure you can store energy in the form of pure awesome.
Why don't I just have
we mine pure awesomeite, which is stored in the silos, and it radiates power to power all of Benland.
I'll just be happy with a statue of a cyclops.
I get it, a cyclops.
Get it?
That's funny.
Yeah,
you should get a cyclops tattoo. That would be very fitting.
Nope.
Now
I like that idea. I thought you were totally going to jump on that.
Is Sai's statue going to be like a Bernie Tasmania statue?
Yes, absolutely.
Holding a platypus and a.
Okay, so there is a city in Tasmania, Bernie Tasmania, and
a real place.
Yeah.
Yes, real place. And Bernie Burns from Rooster Teeth bought the website Bernie.com. And at one point, a long time ago, he was contacted by Bernie Tasmania asking if they could buy the domain from him, and then he said. Yeah, but I'll only sell it to you on one condition. You make a statue, which you put, it's me holding a platypus and a can of Foster's beer. You can put it anywhere and you can put whatever you want on the plaque, but you have to have a statue of me somewhere in your city, and then I will sell you the website. And then they, of course, denied him and said, well, can you please just take out the offensive things?
Can you please make it less offensive is what
and
they said.
He's like, what are you talking about? I don't do anything with that website. Well, it turns out Gus from Rooster Teeth had gone into Bernie.com and just said, fuck Bernie in giant letters on Bernie.com.
That's awesome.
So
I thought it was Bernie sucks cock.
You're right. It was Bernie sucks cock.
That's even better.
Yes. And so...
God, I want to buy joeyandben.com and just destroy it.
We have a...
Do we? Really?
I think
if we don't, now I got to buy it because you said it on the podcast. Damn it.
Damn it. We may or may not Probably. Have purchased it. It may be available.
We have a couple of stupid domain names that I can't remember at the moment.
Why would you do that?
Why not? Because it's $10. And
oh, really? That's it?
Colin is so worth $10.
And we could get that video from his coworker of him making out with the girl at the bar.
We so could. Also, we should
I was
make...
thinking of the dancing video from YouTube.
That too.
Oh, jeez, yeah. That
would be much better.
I think it would be great if we had like a dancomesout.com, and when you click on the website, it's just a closet door opening.
There's a website.
And a video of him
dancing. And then it zooms into the closet and Dan's dancing. He's twerking in the closet.
There's a website... Straight Snape kills gay Dumbledore, so we could do something like that.
Wow.
Like, gay Dan comes out of straight closet.
No. I don't know. I don't think that works like that.
Yeah, I don't know. We can improvise. Oh. Damn it, I'll have to buy all those domain names. Fuck.
You don't have to.
Yeah, but if I don't, somebody else will.
You're right. So do that or edit it out. Nobody will know.
That's true. I just leave out .com.
.com.
Good idea.
That's a great idea. Yeah. That's going to be like one of the Ben. The ben
Let
things.
Me be clear. Ben likes.
I can't wait to put that on a shirt.
I think that was your finest work, Joey.
That was my, no, I don't know. The Panama City story, that was probably my finest work. True. I turned that into an entirely different story.
That's true.
That was.
I commend you on that.
Yeah, that was some Houdini beautifulness. You couldn't even tell if it wasn't for the fact I talk about it all the fucking time because I'm so damn proud of myself. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, that beeping, it might have been the same podcast, actually. I was on a roll that podcast.
Were you?
Yeah.
I think it was that podcast. I think it was. The same podcast, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. If not, it was the one before or after it.
Right, it was like immediately close around that area.
Immediately related.
Yeah. Huh. Very close. So, I've made some changes to the Frosted Gaming website.
You have? I saw them.
One of which is I wrote a WordPress plugin that automatically pulls all the YouTube videos from a YouTube channel and posts them as posts.
That's
website.
Cool.
Yeah.
Which makes Joey's job significantly easier.
Yes, which is working really well, except there's a problem with larger channels. Like, I tried it with Rooster Teeth's channel because they have like 700 videos or something. No, 500 and something. And it made it a lot slower then. You know, for our 35, it's not nearly as slow. So I found a way to do it. I just got to get it around to actually doing it to make it faster.
All right. So, sweet.
Fun fact. Sciencey stuff. Math programming stuff. Is what that was.
Speaking of math programming stuff, Joey, how's work?
Oh, work is fantastic. I am dealing with loads of super duper smart people. We're really
like
confident in everything they do.
Did that sound like sarcasm?
Is that a little bit like sarcasm to me? Like
sarcasm. Not sarcasm at all.
That sounded like sarcasm too. No,
the no color's sarcasm. Wrong, Joey. Send me the color yellow.
That's not the right color yellow.
No, they sent him red.
And then I said, that's good, I need that, but can I also get the color yellow? And then they send me a physical picture of the red color. I'm like, god damn it. Yellow. I want yellow.
Maybe their yellow is not your yellow, Joey.
Joey's obviously. Face is red right now.
So angry.
It's just been the last like 3 days going back and forth like, yellow. I just need yellow.
I bet you they're over there like, let's fuck with them. Send them red again.
Let's send them green this time.
Let's see if we can
make that would
make
me
himself.
Feel better. Then I know it's not just they're that incompetent. They're actually just having fun. But unfortunately, I don't think that's the case.
No, of course not.
So I've been no-pooing again for 3 months now.
Me too. I started no-pooing.
Yeah, I still have not pooed since the last time I got my hair cut. I'm conditioning, though, because they say conditioning's better for curly hair, but my hair is a giant fuzzball.
And someone said that my hair smelled good.
That's
which
good.
Which is weird, because I haven't washed it in 3 months.
Yeah, but you know.
I was using the Nioxin stuff. The
yeah, how'd that
it
work?
It doesn't work. Apparently, when you start going bald in certain areas, like my receding hairline, if it's that like that for a certain amount of time, it's now dead. Like, you can't regrow that hair. You have to get plugs.
Gotcha. So how long have you been off of that stuff?
Nioxin?
Yeah.
Probably about a month.
Okay. Because I remember when you were doing no poo last time, your hair was actually looking better.
It was. Yeah, I know. So. I know it felt looking better. And now I'm getting some new stuff, which I don't know what it does, but it's supposed to
Remind me next podcast to put the microphones on the inside out. Because you guys are like facing in and the microphone's coming from the outside. Yeah.
I can sit like
this. Yeah, for now. But next time we'll put them in the middle and then you can.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm getting new stuff. I don't know what it's called or what it does. My hairdresser found it for me and she's like, try this now. No. And if that
who's
doesn't
your hairdresser?
Work, Ricky.
I had a feeling.
Yeah. I mean, she's the only one who does my hair.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, but, not that you have that much hair to do.
Oh, you know that place down in Soho that also does beards?
Yes, Roosters.
Yeah. I may also, or I might go there Saturday to get my beard and my haircut.
I would recommend it. I had a fantastic time last time I went. They like did a full like scalp facial massage shenanigans going on. Yeah.
It was How much did it cost you?
What?
How much did it cost you?
I got a certificate because my mom bought it or like got it at an auction like the first week they were open. So it was like free. But
free.
I want to say it was only like $45 for the whole everything.
That's not terrible.
Like
not
haircut, terrible beard shave, facial massage, head massage.
All so, what beard did they shave for me, Joey?
The stubble. It was just a very close stubble shave.
Well, they used a straight razor on it as well.
Yeah, it was a straight razor.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, it was like very close. Like I
mean, you touch it.
Yeah, I felt very exposed. It was like, I can't touch my face. I don't want anybody to be near my face because it feels like they're touching me.
So since I have to, I don't have to shave. But since I'm choosing to shave, I'm going to buy a straight razor. And I'm buying a straight razor solely based off its name. It's a Grim Blade. Grimm.
Straight razor as in like...
Like Sweeney Todd style straight razor, yeah.
That's creepy. Please don't keep that.
They're also the least expensive of the ones I found. It was only like $200 for the straight razor.
Jeez.
Holy shit. $200 for a straight razor?
Yeah, but you don't ever get rid of them. Like they last several generations if you take care of them.
Several generations. Could you imagine passing a razor on to your grandkid?
He's going to be like, why do I have this? We have lasers now.
You can at least pass it down to your kid. I mean, I don't know, man. A straight razor might get closer than an actual razor.
No, absolutely. For sure it does. But I just couldn't imagine handing my straight razor down to my son and saying, here, use the razor I've used for the last 20 years.
I totally could do that.
That would gross me out.
I don't think my daughter's going to need one.
She's going to shave her legs.
Not with a straight razor.
Hey, why not?
Because it'll really take her skin off. She was just like carving her skin out.
Yeah, when Julian shaved my arm to put my tattoo down, he's a straight razor. Didn't do too great of a job, but...
I didn't... Oh, yeah, because he was in the back of the barbershop when he did that. Yeah.
Is he still back there? I think he still is.
No.
No?
No, he left a while ago.
Really?
Yeah. When he did the fill-in for the rest of my sleeve, he
Where's
was
he
doing
at now?
It at his house. Last time he did it at his house, but he said he was moving to a new...
Okay.
A new place, but...
Because I know he just finished Mariah's half sleeve.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mariah.
Here we go talking about a bunch of people the podcast doesn't know about.
Yeah, well, who cares? Get to know some people.
So Ricky, my hairdresser, got a tattoo from Julian, my tattoo artist, who just finished Mariah's tattoo.
Who cheers
Somebody
with
I cheer with. Like, all right. Yeah.
Well, now you just met three new people, podcast listeners. You're welcome.
Yeah, look at Cy introducing people.
Look at you expanding your social circles, listeners. Social circles, that's what they are.
Because we know we are your only social circle, just
us. We are. We are.
And now we've expanded our social circle, which therefore, by proxy, expands your sad, single podcast.
And if we hear that you are seeing another podcast, I swear to God on my life, I won't do anything.
Yeah. So, it's not kind of not that aggressive.
So now that we have Cy back, we can start doing Let's Rages.
Yeah, we could actually do that. Yeah.
We still have to do that Super Meat Boy where
we
make sandwiches.
Oh yes, we do.
It's gonna be fun.
By the way, that's what they're called when you make it out of.
Sorry, Ben. I said sandwiches to not spoil it.
Oh well,
no comprehension of spoilers.
Can we beep it? Can
we beep it?
We can beep it. We're gonna make beep. We are gonna beep it.
Look at the time. Timestamp.
Nah, timestamps are useless at this point. I just have to listen to the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Good news is I don't have to put a lot of crap in the link dump.
Why not? Oh, because we don't.
We haven't said that many link dumpy things.
Link dumpy. Yeah. I still think our icon for that should be Zelda or Link taking a dump.
Yeah.
Hey guys, what if Zelda was a girl?
God damn it, Joey.
Zelda is a girl.
Oh, speaking of Zelda, did you know that that's Robin Williams' daughter's name?
Yes. And I'm like 90% sure she's actually named after Zelda the character.
I'm 100% sure she is.
Okay, so there you go.
Because there's no other Zelda in the world.
I totally don't believe that.
Well, there probably is now, but I mean, that's the most
famous
one.
I would be willing
to
bet there were Zeldas before. In fact, I want to say I have an ex-girlfriend whose mom's name was Zelda, and she'd be older than Zelda.
We were watching TV. Me and my roommate were watching TV the other day, and it said something like, Robin Williams' daughter left a media conference when she heard grave news of her father's death. She's like, what's wrong with you? Something like America or something like that. And they said, we love you, Zelda. And my roommate's like, I don't get it. Why are they saying we love you, Zelda? Like, that's a video game. I was like, no, that's his daughter's name. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, apparently he was a big gamer. He did a Let's Play once, at least one of them.
On Reddit.
That's awesome.
He did a Let's Play once on Reddit.
Or not Let's Play. He did an AMA.
He did an AMA on Reddit about 10 months ago.
He did a Let's Play?
He did a Let's Play, too.
What?
I haven't watched it, but he did a Let's Play. I don't remember what game it was, but he did a Let's Play.
Oh my god, I have to look this up.
Man, what are with those fucking, like, mosquito howling lizard things outside?
They're tree frogs, Joey.
Tree frogs. The fuck is with them?
They're everywhere.
They are upsetting the podcast.
Welcome to Florida.
Yeah, but we've never had this problem during the podcast before.
Downstairs, we don't have to worry about it. Because we got soundproofing.
Yeah.
You right. And only one
other day. Actually sound dampening, but...
You know. Hey, but at least they're done.
They are. Now we're just going to hang them up.
We need carpet. That's what we need down there.
Yeah, we need a rug.
Yeah.
We need a rug.
We need another desk.
A couple chairs.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
It's just the cosmetic shit now.
Pretty much.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. We're like a professional almost company.
So almost. Now we just got to actually register as a company.
Yeah, we got microphones. We got TVs and Xboxes.
Capture cards.
We got sound dampening. We got capture cards.
This is fun.
Yeah, we got lots of microphones now.
Now we just need to get famous, start making money, and then we can make our own game.
Yeah.
That's my goal. It's going to be called Quest for the Golden Dildo.
I remember when you were making that on RPG Maker like 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
That was a long
time. Me and Globe got bored. We might have Globe on the podcast one day. Maybe. Sure.
We need more microphones.
Yeah, we do.
We need a lot more microphones.
No, we only need
one
guest
mic. We need
at least
one more.
Yeah,
for special guests.
I feel like it should be us three and a guest.
Yeah, I'm up to four. I can handle five sometimes.
No, just four.
We had trouble with four last time.
We also only had three microphones.
That's true.
I feel, but in any podcast I listen to, I feel like four is the magic number. Three or four is tops.
I like four more than three. I think four is the magic number, for sure.
I feel like this podcast is flowing a lot more smoothly now that we have Sai.
It's a lot more hilarious.
Thanks. I try.
Entertainment is back.
It's back for good.
Yay.
Good.
There's nothing you can do about it. No, there is.
Though. Yeah. You're going to definitely put forth more of an effort, but that's okay.
I tried.
We have you now.
I was thinking of the Dracula Dead and Loving It scene. He's like, and there's nothing in the world you can do to stop me. And he pokes his eyes. He's like, doink. And he's like, ah, and drops him. It's great.
No, I haven't seen that.
You have to see it.
It's before your time, Joey.
Way before my time.
Yes, not really.
It was almost before my time. I was like, six or 7 years old.
Then I was born.
Barely. Still before your time.
Before your time of remembrance.
That's true. It was before my time of
remembrance. Before your brain actually went online.
Because
because we know that Joey's mind doesn't work like a normal human being. It actually turned online, connected to the World Wide Web, absorbed all the information available.
And then shut off.
No, it hasn't shut off yet.
And then I was like, ooh, cosplay.
Yeah. Got distracted by Spider-Man momentarily. Then before you know it, I'll build like GLaDOS cosplay, and then it'll all just come full circle.
GLaDOS?
Yeah. Are you doing a GLaDOS cosplay?
No.
I was about to say, that's huge.
I was going to do the GLaDOS potato cosplay.
I'm still not entirely sure how that works.
I will get a bodysuit.
You can just dress up like a giant potato?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's weird.
And like where the little battery pack goes with the eye, that's where I would look out of, and it'd be like a little amber glass. Okay. See, I put a little bit of thought into this just now.
This is strange.
Yeah, I was playing Portal 2 last night. That
were
was
you?
Exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. I told Joey, I was like, get on League. He's like, I'm playing Portal 2. I was like, boo. Lame.
So I've decided.
Was that last night?
Yeah, it was last night.
I decided that Graves is really hard to play with compared to other ADCs. Namely
Darius is OP. Like, he is nasty.
Katarina's great last half of the game and in team fights. She's fantastic.
Yeah, Darius gets a little, it takes like, once I get to level 6, once I get to my ultimate.
No, I have to get to about 10 or 11 before I'm really useful.
Really? I die a lot. Like about the first 10 levels, I'll die like 3 or 4 times and I'll only get one kill.
No, I'm pretty good about not dying, but.
See, that's what I like about Graves, is I don't get a lot of kills, I don't get a lot of deaths because his QWE lets you flash out of.
QWE, that one, the third one.
It lets you pretty much flash out of battle and you get bonus attack speed, which is good if you're jumping into attack, But when I jump out, I just hit my W and smoke screen them. So it slows them down. They're blinded. They can't target me. And I'm just hauling ass.
Yeah, Katarina has a teleport thing, which is pretty nice. And the problem is I'm still not level 12, so I don't have Flash.
Yeah.
But Katarina's a hell of a lot better with Flash. Because all those instances where you like barely make it, you can Flash or you can hook onto her like in a turret, kill them, and then Flash out real quick before you get shot.
I did not know that Darius has a hook. It's a short range hook, but it's still a hook.
It's a hook.
A hook's a thing.
Like, because Master Yi, who's fast, has the highest movement speed in the game, tried to get away from Sai last night, and Sai hooked him, pulled him in, ulted, and killed him.
The ultimate on him is so nasty, because if you kill him with the ultimate, you're allowed to use that ultimate for 20 more seconds.
Really? But,
like, so if, like, the whole team's down, like, low health point, I just ultimate, like, hop my ultimate across, and I can get a Penta easy. I've gotten a triple kill already, but...
Yeah, well, that's kind of how it is with Katarina, because whenever you kill a champion, or even if you just assist a champion, it cools down all of her other moves and her ult by 15 seconds. So you kill one, use all your other moves, by the time you kill the second one, you can use your ult again and just repeat the process. And her ult attacks the three nearest champions, so...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So by the time you use it twice, the other team's dead.
Graves' ult is hard to use, and that's why I kind of don't like him. Because if you miss, it does nothing.
Asked Ben last night. I got double teamed twice on bottom lane. And I'm a top. I'm a tank. I went bottom just because we were pushing. Or I think we were defending.
Yeah.
We were defending because they were pushing from all levels. So I went up top, got a kill.
Well, they had you go mid against it. I think it was either AP or AD Tristana. In either way, she was whooping your ass.
Yeah, no. They had me go mid. Like, there was two tanks up top. And then there was two DPSs. And I'm like, I'm a tank. Like,
no. They had Cho'Gath up top, who's a mage, who should have stayed in bottom.
He went... 26-2 that match.
Yeah, well,
like he destroyed him. That was not the match that I went OP on. Like, that was not it. I got my.
I don't
ass
know if
kicked.
Cho'Gath is a mage. Don't quote me on that. I feel like wrong 17 because I see him in the top lane a lot too.
I feel like he'd be a tank.
Who, Cho'Gath?
I don't know what he was, but he was doing work up there. But
he's high damage.
There was like a huge fight like in the message board because this idiot. I blocked him. I don't ever want to play with him again. He's an idiot. he was one of the DPSs down there, and he was like, "Somebody go mid. Somebody go mid." And we had. Two tanks, I think three tanks
up
top.
Was it Ashe or Gnar?
It was... Oh, my God. His name on there was... No, he's Twitch. Is Twitch a character?
Oh, yeah, Twitch is a character.
That's gone forever. he was playing as Twitch, and he kept going, go mid, somebody go mid. And it was me and Garen up top. We don't need Cho'Gath or whoever was up top with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, like it's me and Garen. We are tanks. We're not going mid. And then he wouldn't shut up. And I was like, you go mid. The person who said somebody go mid should go mid. He's like, I'm not going mid. I was like, oh my God, all of you are pussies. I'll go mid. So I went mid and got my ass kicked. And he was like, thanks for losing the game. Halfway through that game, I came back so hard and won the game for us.
That's awesome. Congratulations. I'm so happy.
I put it in
for
his
you.
Face. He was like, I just wanted to punch that kid in the mouth.
He was probably like 12.
He was. He just wouldn't shut up. He's like, are we done? I said, we're good, bro. I'm like, don't call me bro. Don't do that.
You don't know me.
I will turn my character into the other team and
you
should have
been
you.
Like, I'm actually a girl. Even though you're
that would have been great.
Even though your gamer tag is that guy Sai.
Yeah, it's a false statement.
Yeah.
Well, misleading.
Yeah, he just doesn't want people to know he's a girl on the internet.
Right.
I understand.
Because I get hit on all the time?
Yeah, it's awful.
Your digital life is so much better than your real life.
I know. Yeah.
Man, those frogs are driving me crazy.
Yeah, they are.
You kind of sound them out. Like, you put them out.
So
not
I think
for me,
I can't. I don't even. Hear
I think I may change characters again if I don't get the hang of Graves soon, and just get Jinx because I had a lot of fun playing her. She supposedly
I've never played as Jinx.
She supposedly has a really high difficulty level of playing, but I wreck shop with her. And yeah. I love when like the opposing team goes to get Dragon, and I'm back at spawn, and once they get him down to like a third of his health,
so
I launch my ult over there, and
so
I get the last hit.
That's awful.
I bought person. Master Yi.
I'm a fucking horrible person for that.
How do you like him?
I haven't played with him yet.
Oh.
Who else did I buy? I think I bought Jinx.
No.
I'm thinking about buying Zera.
Jinx is 6,300 IP.
Well, I had money.
Man, we're having another one of those podcasts where we just talk about League forever. we should go back to...
Well, we're gonna stream some tonight, hopefully.
Yeah, that's entirely possible.
Yeah.
After we get the basement set up.
Yay!
So maybe we won't stream tonight. Maybe we'll stream this weekend.
Sure.
Either way.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Okay, cool.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, gaming news, there's not a whole lot going on. And this has been
That's not true. There's a lot going on right now. GamesCon was just last week.
Oh, right, it was.
Unfortunately, I have not been following it at all, so I have no
information. Well, then there's nothing important that happened, because I would have known, too, if something important happened.
Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare.
No one cares about Call of Duty.
No, apparently Call of Duty Advanced Warfare is looking really awesome and great.
It's so looking awesome.
It's by an entirely different company now.
It's by Sledgehammer, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's
this good. Could be looking up.
Yeah, and it has Kevin Spacey, so that's
great. Yeah, I know, right? I saw that and I was like, oh my god, this is gonna be awesome.
Oh, the guy who plays the guy with the crossbow, Boondock Saint guy, Walking Dead, Norman Reedus.
Jesus, Ben, that took forever.
Still don't know who you're talking
the
about.
The guy who plays Daryl in Walking Dead?
Yes.
He's going to be in the new Silent Hill game.
I was wondering if that was him. I thought it looked a hell of a lot like
it
him.
It is him.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Cool.
Now you know.
They have a new Silent Hill game coming out.
Yeah.
Now you know.
That's Silent exciting. Hill PT or something, or PT Silent Hill. Or maybe I'm making up the PT part. I don't know.
Physical training, yeah, Silent Hill.
Silent Hill physical training.
I could be making that up. I might be correct. I don't know.
Silent Hill post-traumatic.
PTSD.
That would kind of make sense.
Yeah,
yeah, would
go with the Silent Hill game.
If you went through that crap, you would totally have PTSD.
Yeah, exactly, for sure, no doubt.
Who is that? What is that? Don't move.
So we played Halo 3 this weekend.
Yeah,
yeah, that was a blast.
We did. Yeah, I watched a bunch of the Halo Reach trailers because they're my absolute favorite thing to watch. Those were the Halo Reach trailers. They were the best game trailers I've seen to date, pretty much. Like, even better than the high-end cinematic ones, like the one where the Spartan's running with the bomb, which ends up being Cat, but they blow up the whole Covenant battlecruiser.
Yeah, I remember that. That was live action, right?
That was a live action one, and still better than like a lot of the
CG ones. Yeah, a lot of those live action ones were really good.
And then just the announcement trailer from E3 2009.
That one was like, you saw the shadow of a planet.
What the blowing hell up. But just like the dialogue in it was really good. It gets me every time.
It was like a line and a half.
Ben starts tearing up.
I do, man.
It was like seven words.
I don't care. It's still, it's like, it's got that grab on it. I don't know. I just really like that trailer.
All right. Well,
you know,
anyway, it was really fun playing Halo 3. We haven't played that, and I don't even know how long.
I did okay at the end for my first time playing.
Okay, you've watched Red vs. Blue, right?
Yes.
You know how Caboose shoots, where he just kind of looks at the ground and shoots back and forth?
Yes.
I swear to God, that's how Ben plays. Like, any time he would get into any intense moment where it was, like, kind of close, he's aiming at the feet, going back and forth, spraying the gun, and that's how he got the kills.
It's so much easier to shoot people in real life.
I can imagine Ben doing that in real life. Like, somebody comes running and he's like, no!
That's really what it was like every time. I just look at his skin. It's like, what the hell is he doing?
That's Ben in every game, though.
But
like,
no.
When something stressful happens, when he gets like bunkered down or something, he just starts freaking out, just shooting everywhere.
Yeah.
Not necessarily true. I've gotten better at it. Like, when I was going against Ryan, I'd keep my calm because I can kind of figure him out and keep him at a distance. But his girlfriend is very sporadic like I am, so we're dancing around each other.
Shoot each other.
Neither of us managed to kill each other.
Bam, tonky.
Joey comes up and assassinates her. He's like, what the hell are you doing?
Pretty much. Stop screwing around. Can we go?
Stop shooting the floor, Ben. Let's go.
Oh, man. I was going to say something. I forgot. Oh, no, but I guarantee, just listen to Ben play League of Legends, and you can tell when he's stressful because it starts going, he just starts button mashing.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
Based on how you played Halo, that wouldn't surprise me.
I play League a lot calmer unless I'm getting my ass kicked. And then I get mad and I just start hitting the keyboard.
Yeah, that's true. He does that.
Anger.
Nope. Not like punching my keyboard. I don't hit my physical
laptop.
Yeah, because at this point, it's
punch my leg.
I
spilled Coke on it.
Yeah, I did, but I cleaned it up. I use a binder, a giant binder as my mouse pad.
Okay.
Because I can't use a mouse on a bed. It just doesn't work. And usually when I get mad, I punch the binder. I'll pick it up and punch it in midair. Just so I don't, like, wreck any equipment.
That's good.
I've gotten better at it.
That's an improvement. That's a step in the right direction. Instead of throwing a controller or a mouse, you punch a binder.
Yeah.
I remember when you used to play, I want to say it was Counter-Strike. Did you ever play Counter-Strike?
No.
I played Counter-Strike for a little bit.
On your old piece of shit laptop from, like, 11 years ago?
No, I played it on, I want to say PlayStation or Xbox.
Oh. Well, what did you... You used to play something on your laptop. The screen was broken and you had the monitor in your room? Like, back when you used to live at your mom's house, like, forever ago?
Oh, my God.
What was that? Call of Duty? Counter-Strike? I'm saying it was Counter-Strike.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
my God. Combat Arms.
Combat Arms. Yeah. Oh my God. So old.
Yeah, but I would remember you would just take your mouse and you just chuck it at the wall.
I would do
so that. That's good. This is a step forward. You're punching binders instead. Much less valuable.
And when I graduated from Combat Arms to Call of Duty, I would just chuck my controller at anything in visible sight.
Yeah, we have a broken TV to prove it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Chucked it and out a
several
table.
Broken controllers.
Yeah. Several? Are you kidding? Like several hundred. So many broken controllers.
I know.
We need to make you a titanium one.
Yeah.
I know. I've been looking on
Google. No, because then it'll just break everything he throws
at. That's a very good point.
Who cares?
We need a Nerf one. We need a Nerf one.
Yeah.
Need that Nerf material. There you go.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
we should invent it.
Why? And then we need to put just a fiberglass screen over the TV.
Fiberglass screen on the TV.
Yeah. Put it in a box so he can throw his Nerf controller at it and won't break the TV.
We need like a 3D TV so it zooms in. So I think the TV's there and I go to chuck it at it and it's like 50 feet away and it just doesn't make it.
Okay, that's an interesting idea. All right, well, we're at about wrapping time.
Let's are we?
Wrap it up.
We are.
Wrap so it before let's you wrap tap it up. It.
No babies.
Yeah, that's important. Well,
so I would know.
Never mind.
Morally casual.
Morally casual.
I'm just looking at the ground.
No. Oh, our cruise is next week. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, but we do actually have one more podcast before the next cruise.
I know.
We thought this was going to be the last one before the cruise.
But next Thursday is the night before we leave for the cruise.
Can you guys sneak me in a suitcase?
No, they check the suitcases. Oh. In fact, when I got back from my last cruise, they like took me into customs and like looked through my suitcase and shit.
They give you a cavity search?
No, no cavity search.
The doctor's in. Oh, God.
Be gentle.
Where's the lube?
Protect me, cone.
Oh, this cone's not going to protect. No, that's too much. I'm sorry.
Right.
Too far.
Okay. So, so we have one more podcast before the cruise. And now we're closing up. And now we're going to go somewhere for dinner.
We are.
That's a good idea.
Let's do it.
It's a good idea. It's a great idea.
All right. This is podcast 33. I'm Ben.
I'm Joey. I'm
Cy. We introduced Cy, but we didn't introduce ourselves.
That's true. Oh. We're old people now.
Mystery men.
Yeah, we're the old cast.
We are.
Even though this is the original podcast group.
It really is.
Yeah, weird. Except now we all have our own mics.
We do.
In fact, this might be the only podcast where it was the three of us and these were the only three mics we used. Maybe.
I think you're right. Probably not true. No, there may be one.
There's been one or two more.
Small handful. But okay, anyway, thanks for listening. This has been podcast number 33.
Later.